Hey, welcome back to my podcast. Welcome to It's Pretty Personal. This is a podcast all about love, mindset, life lessons, and South Asian diaspora. I hope you guys are having an amazing week and welcome to episode 3. Thanks for tuning in. Now, today's episode is quite personal and I was a little bit worried about putting it out there, but I feel like it's important because in episode 1, I said one of the reasons why I started this podcast was because I was starting to find pressure to find someone, which I think is normal and it happens to the best of us. Pressure to find a relationship literally does not discriminate. We've all been through those times. And I know for me, when I was going through those times, I had to constantly remind myself that it's okay to be single. God, Waiguru, Babaji, the universe will make it happen when the time is right. And if you haven't checked out episode 1, then I definitely do recommend that you do because it's a get to know me. And if you're new to this podcast, hello. If you guys want to get to know me better, episode 1 is a get to know me episode. So you guys can hear all about my favorite food, holidays, hobbies, you name it, it's in there. Don't forget to follow me on social media, Instagram at Pretty Personal and Twitter at Pretty Personal as well. And the thing that I've started doing is that every week I ask you guys a question because I want you guys to be part of the conversation. And the question always relates to the episode, so the episode topic. So this week, I really want to know, did you ever feel pressure to find someone? And if you did, how did you overcome that pressure? So please let me know on the Insta story and it will probably be up the evening that this episode goes up. So Tuesday evening. If you're one of the keen beans, thank you for being a keen bean that listens to this on a Tuesday when it first comes up, then please, please do get involved. Or if you're following me on Instagram and you happen to see the question, please actually answer it because I just love connecting with you guys and hearing about your journeys as well. Another thing that I wanted to tell you guys, damn, there's a lot of announcements in this episode. Before it's even started. So before I get into the episode, I just wanted to let you guys know that if you're actually listening on Apple Podcasts, you can write a review and give it a rating. So 5 stars, please. Writing a review literally takes you 2 minutes and it's honestly free to do, but it really helps this podcast grow and it actually helps it be more searchable. So I'd really appreciate it if you did it. But back on topic. Personally, by being South Asian, I feel like the pressure is just ingrained in us because weddings are such a big part of our culture. Like we always joke about the aunties and how they're always saying, Beda, when are you getting married? As soon as you graduated uni. And to all my non-South Asian people out there, Beda literally just means kid. But the pressure is a real thing and you face it regardless of your gender and what culture you are. Like we sometimes do have those days where we actually do contemplate whether we're going to find love. And I feel like there is a society expectation to find love, which I don't understand, but there actually is one, which only adds to the pressure. But also the media. Growing up, I watched a ton of Bollywood films and they were all about love. Like I would love someone to name me one Bollywood film that did not have a love story that was in the 90s/early 2000s, that genre of films, because I honestly cannot name one film which didn't have a love story. And I'm actually very curious to see one. So if you guys know, please let me know because I want to watch it to prove my theory wrong. I know that for me, the pressure's been quite internal rather than external. Like my parents have never put pressure on me to find someone, which I love and I really hope continues. And most days I'm okay. I love my life and I really do love who I am. But in the past, I know that I would keep myself so busy to make it out like I don't have time for a relationship, which was true. But it was also to mask the fact that I was scared at that time. And that's, I think, something that I've mentioned before. For some random reason, I feel like women get society pressure a lot more than guys do. Guys, correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, so a bit of a story time. There was actually this one time where some auntie came up to my mum at a wedding. I think I was about 21 at the time, to ask whether or not I was single. And I overheard the conversation and I was like, yo, I actually haven't even finished university yet. And obviously my mum is a real one and she said no. And she was like, I'm still studying and I'm focusing on my career and that I was way too young to even think about getting married. But I know girls that have had that pressure from a really early age, like younger than 21, like straight after high school or secondary school. So I do feel like with girls, the pressure has been instilled in us from a very young age. My point is that there's pressure all around us. So I wanted to talk about the reasons why I started to feel pressure to find someone and to technically be in a relationship. And after doing some reflecting, I actually figured out there were four reasons why I do feel pressure. And honestly, like, they're really not what you expect. So let's get into it. Reason number one, couples holidays. Now, I don't have a problem with couples holidays. Like, I'm really happy that my friends want to go away with their partners. The problem is they're going to places that I want to go with them to. And realistically, they're not going to go on the same holiday twice. I'm aware there's only so much annual leave a person can take and they can't be going on holiday like constantly with everybody. But that's something that adds pressure to me because traveling is a massive passion of mine. I love to travel. So I want that person that I can go to places with. And I know what you guys are thinking. Why don't you just go by yourself? And I probably can. And I have been to some places by myself. But I feel like I've just realized through those travels that I'm that sort of person that needs another person there. Mostly to take pictures of me because, real story, do you know how hard it is to ask random strangers to keep taking pictures of you until you find that perfect picture? You know that picture that nobody's in the background? So I find it very difficult to just like go up to people and then I'll come home and my parents will be like, oh, so how's your pic? Like, where's showing me your pictures? And I've literally got pictures of like all the buildings, but none of me. I know it's a very first world problem, I know. But I think I'm the sort of person that I like sharing my memories with someone. So I feel like holidays are a big thing. So I want to share that with someone. And if you actually have been on holiday by yourself, how was it? Please let me know. But it's not even the friends going on holidays without me. I mean, my friends going on holidays with their other half instead of me. I also feel a bit more pressure when you're going on a group holiday and you're just surrounded by couples. I think going on holiday with one couple is fine because it's just the three of you. And if you know how to give them space, it's fine. If you're happy with it and they're happy with it. But when you're in a holiday where it's a group of couples and you're either 7th, 9th or 11th wheeling them, I think I've actually like 7th wheeled a couple before. I'm around couples all the time. That's like when I feel pressure a lot more because I see that they have this person to like do cool stuff with and they have all these like private inside jokes and banter. And honestly, I just find it really cute and a little bit left out as well. My friends seem to be so happy and they have like this glisten in their eyes. And I was like, do you know what? I want to experience that one day. Reason number two, I honestly feel like it's the next step in my life. I genuinely feel like I've done everything right in the order of a traditional brown parent plan. So be born, go to school, get a degree, get a socially acceptable job. And now the next step is basically to be in a relationship, find someone, get married, get settled down, have kids and then work and then go. And one of the reasons I feel this is because I keep hearing about this right age to get married. And not gonna lie, I don't think there's a right age to get married. But I feel like we've all been brought up thinking there is. Like, how many of us used to think that we'd be married by 25 when they were like 12 years old? I genuinely thought that would be me. Yet here I am. I think 25 is that number that's just been drilled into our heads. And when you get a lot older, like for example, in your late 20s/early 30s, the comments kind of change and the comments are like, you're actually a bit too old to get married now, or you don't want to sit on the shelf for too long. What freaking shelf does everyone keep banging on about? Because I do not see this shelf. Please direct me to this aisle where there's this shelf because there is no shelf. Anyways, these comments are genuinely very hurtful and they're not helping because you honestly don't know what the person's been through. And there's a reason why they're in that position. So honestly, just ask them. Don't just say mean, hurtful things to people. And the other thing that I've realized about age as well is that there is a difference between a physical and mental age. That I know 30-year-olds that honestly act like 12-year-olds. And I know 21-year-olds that have the emotional intelligence of a 40-year-old. So sometimes age is literally just a number. Okay, so coming back to my point, I think this expectation of getting married or being in a committed relationship has put a lot of pressure on me. I know that my parents and the people that I care for are not getting any younger. And of course that I want them to see me married or be in a relationship. So recently I have been feeling this pressure to find someone soon so that my parents can actually attend my wedding. And for them not to worry, I think it's very normal for parents to worry about the future of their children. I don't want them to ever worry about me. But I also do feel like if you're destined to be at my wedding, you will be at my wedding. So I think that is literally in the hands of God. And something else is that, like I said before, I haven't had any external pressure. because my mum and dad are honestly the best and they would never do that to me. But I feel like for me, it's more like internal, and I've started to internally feel this pressure because I do have a feeling that although they're not saying anything yet, as soon as I hit like 27 or 28 and I am still single, they're going to actually start setting me up with random people, or some rich auntie is going to get involved, and that brings a whole different type of pressure. And that's actually an episode that I want to discuss in the future on this podcast. So please let me know if you'll be interested in family arranged marriages or rishta aunties, gurdwara lists, the alternative ways that our parents have found people to set us up with. Reason number three, I feel like all the good ones are going to run out. Like, hear me out. Me liking a guy that's in a relationship is honestly the story of my life. But I'm also that girl that will never pursue it because they seem happy in their relationship and I don't want to cause any problems. So I'm not even gonna go up to the guy. I am gonna lock that crush up in my mental filing cabinet for it never to get out again and just get over it. I know why they're in a relationship. Like, they're good guys. For me, the internal pressure that I used to have was, crap, what happens if I leave it too late and then all the good guys are go and then I'm just going to be left with someone who's not even my type, or I'm going to be stuck in this horrible relationship because I left it too late? That was genuinely my honest thought process. I do have quite a good understanding of what I do and don't like. For example, I do know that I want someone that's like the same amount of Western and Indian as me. That is very important to me. I'm not a typical brown boy who has a lot of ego and arrogance and gets drunk every weekend or thinks he's amazing because he's a man, is from a particular caste, or his family owns so much land back home. Like, no, that is a complete turn off. I am not interested in that. Like, I know I have a very specific type, but I also realize there's 7 billion people in the world. Even with my specific type, and that means that I'm attracted to only 0.01% of the whole population, that's still 700,000 people that will fit into my category of being my type. And then when I was actually doing the maths, it made me realize, A, there's a lot more people in the world than I thought there was. B, the world does not consist of just people in my circle. And hearing that statistic actually made me feel a lot better because it took that pressure away. And I was like, I only need to find one person out of 700,000 people. Like, it can't be that hard. I also came across an article from The Independent that was written a couple of years ago. The link will be in the description box if you're interested in checking it out. But it actually said that men feel more pressure to be in a relationship compared to women. And single men are more likely to suffer from loneliness compared to single women. But as a collective, so men and women, 41% of people would rather be by themselves than be with the wrong person. Agreed. 47% of men said that feeling lonely was a negative aspect of being single, compared to only 43% of women. So trust me, like, hearing those statistics, you're genuinely not alone. And reason number four, I honestly feel like the odd one out. The more and more of my friends that are getting into relationships, which I'm really happy about, don't get me wrong, I'm more like, shit, is there actually something wrong with me? Like, it's a genuine question that I have asked myself in the past. There's been so much self-doubt and fear that just consumes me. And I'm like, great, I'm the only one in my friend circle that's single. I'm going to be alone forever. And then I start wondering stuff like, am I a bad person? Like, have I done something horrible in my life that people don't like me? Am I that unattractive? Like, all these negative thoughts, diminishing thoughts that honestly limit my self-worth, come into my head. And then I have a breakdown. And the pressure to find someone is probably the biggest reason why I have breakdowns to do with me being single. And I don't know why, but I have these breakdowns in like the most randomest of places. So one of my most recent breakdowns happened when I was actually surprising one of my best friends for her birthday. I know it's honestly horrible, but okay, let me tell you a story. So we were going to go see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, which is like the West End show in London. It was a surprise for her. And we just finished watching part one and we were getting ready to watch part two. We were in Starbucks and I was actually feeling a little bit sad and uneasy. And then all of a sudden, I honestly just burst into tears. I felt horrible because it's my friend's birthday and I was so happy to surprise her. I was so happy that the surprise worked. Like, you know, when you surprise your friend and they actually surprise and you get really happy because they were surprised. I had that feeling. And then now I was in this coffee shop crying about being single. But bless her, she was so understandable and consoling. And I was literally there like crying, like, I'm so sorry, it's your birthday. I don't want to do this. I don't know why I'm crying. And that was honestly a part of my life where I felt overwhelming pressure to be in a relationship because I thought it defined my happiness. And I thought that I'm not going to be happy unless I'm in a relationship. But having a friend talk to me and reassure me and saying things that I would normally tell myself made me feel so much better and grateful that I have such amazing friends in my life. Now, looking back at it, I'm literally like, what was I thinking? That me being in a relationship will happen when it happens. And me crumbling under the pressure and the fear isn't going to make that process any faster. But this is what pressure does. It makes you feel like you have to rush your life because it's the right thing to do. Because the community says it's right or society says it's right. But what happens if you rush your life too much and then you just get someone that's half right and you're in this mediocre relationship with them rather than just waiting the 2 years and finding someone that's perfect? Let me give you a really random example. So when we're baking a cake, I'm not a very good baker, but I do know this. We make sure that our cake is in the oven for the right amount of time. So it's edible. We won't take our cake out halfway through and just eat it because then we're eating a half-baked cake and it's probably not very good for you. And that's the same thing as when you try to rush your life because you're done being the odd one out or because you just gave into the pressure. So please don't. I know your life will work out the way you want it to. You just honestly got to be patient. And trust me, I know a bit about being patient. I feel like social media does add to this pressure because you see more couples. Like, for example, when we didn't have social media, we weren't exposed to all these couples. But now we have social media. So you see all these couples being very happy and posting really cute Valentine's Day pictures together or date night pictures together. Internally, I'm like, oh my God, they're so cute. I want that. But then I realize that it's Instagram and everyone's putting their highlights on Instagram. So I really can't compare my behind the scenes to that filtered, happy, amazing picture because I really doubt that when couples fight, they are actually thinking, wait, hold up, let's take a picture mid-fight, post it on Instagram so people know that we're fighting. No couple does that, but it happens behind the scenes. I actually low-key really want someone to do that, so can someone do that, please? So that was it. That is 4 reasons why I feel pressure to find someone. And this is the first episode that I've done, which is a lot more personal and really talking about my love life and a lot of very deep thoughts. So I really do hope you found it interesting. I really do hope that you learned something from it because it is very hard for someone to put themselves out there, especially talking about stuff like this. So let me know if you can relate to it. And whether you have any topics around love that you want me to talk about in this podcast, please get in touch via social media, Instagram at Pretty Personal, Twitter at Pretty Personal, and you can also email me at itspettypersonal@gmail.com because I honestly would like to know your thoughts. One thing that I want to say is that feeling pressure to find someone is completely natural and it happens to all of us in some point in our lives. I know for me, although I do feel it, I don't give into it because I know it's a phase and a feeling that will go away because life is beautiful and I'm very happy being me. If you are feeling the pressure though, I just want to let you know that you're actually not alone. There is a seat on the table for you here and you're welcome on the table. Like I said, I really do want to know your thoughts, so please get in touch. And don't forget to tune into the next episode because I am going to be talking about something that you guys can 100% relate to. So I will speak to you guys on Tuesday. Till then, take care, stay safe, and bye. Wait, don't go yet. If you want to hear something that will make your day, then keep listening till the end of this outro because I thought it would be really funny to add in some bloopers and my mess ups from today's episode. So enjoy Preeti being an idiot for the next how many minutes? Enjoy! Okay, let's start this one. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, let me start again. Why is it so hot in here? God, it's one day it's my foot, the next day it's like me being really, really hot. Not in that context.